Remember the phrase, "When the going gets tough, the tough get going," was so popular it even made it to Gary Trudeau's Doonesbury cartoon? Well, this may be a bit of a reach, but I'm thinking that the aphorism fits, more or less, to a pair of productions now on at two small companies, both part of the rise of theater in Little Rhodey, the Burbage Theater and the Epic Theater. Nestled in a bar on Westminster Street in Providence, the Burbage presents a play called, for some reason, The Flu Season. It's a scattered work, filled with fun and fear, a piece that makes you think, even as it confuses you. Written by New York playwright Will Eno, it looks in on a mental hospital, where it is sometimes difficult to distinguish between the patients and the medical staff. The Flu Season cast is made up of these characters, man and woman, doctor and nurse, and, believe it or not, prologue and epilogue. Not your usual onstage team. But the cast, headed by James Lucy as man and Rachel DeLude as woman, is fully up to this challenging work. Directed with ever-changing vitality by Rhode Island veteran Wendy Overly, the six flash from scene to scene, idea to idea. Man is a playwright, currently ensconced in the hospital. He moves into a disruptive love affair with woman. Off again and on again, they are central figures in this work that seems to ask the question, is our world, our lives, merely an aimless march to the end? Maybe. The Flu Season is one of those theatrical constructions that will have you thinking, what is all of this about, for goodness sake? But then you may, as I did, find yourself ruminating about its opaque argument, its not fully clear attempt to look at the dark side of dawn. Also nestled behind a bar, in Cranston this time, the Epic Theater is offering James Franco and me a 70-minute exploration of how not to do a production. Artistic director Kevin Broccoli has written this two-person play, which begins with himself as a son waiting for his father's coming death at a hospital. The trick is that he has a new actor playing with him every performance. The Epic auditioned 222 actors and selected 13 to carry on with a work loaded with angst, fear, humor, and delight. The two go on and on about their arts world, sometimes to boredom. But in other moments, James Franco and me is intimate and even loving. After all, the death of a parent is nothing to look away from, nothing to be ignored. At the production I saw, Broccoli and Matthew Levine gave the impression they'd worked together for weeks. They were active, emotional, and most of all, real. They fought their way through the overdone dialogue about the arts world, getting strongly to the need for love and care above all. Both The Flu Season and James Franco and Me are sometimes hard to follow, difficult to care about even. But both productions are strong. Welcome shots across the bow of the Rhode Island theater scene.